Hey there, everybody. Welcome back. So wonderful. Today is the second of Iyar, and today is a very special day. We're talking about Tiferet Shetiferet. Wow. Tiferet Shetiferet. This is a harmony of harmony. This is the balance of balance, right? The last couple of days, and also healing, right? Healing within healing, compassion within compassion. And we also know that Tiferet is associated with Yaakov Avinu, and Yaakov Avinu is associated with truth. Tiferet is truth. All these different connections, right? We see the last couple of days when it was Chesed Sheb Givur, Chesed Sheb Tiferet. We were talking about acceptance. Acceptance of ourselves, acceptance of healing, acceptance, right? And yesterday we take a more direct approach and we start kind of like self-analyzing, self-awareness, self-realization, seeing why we get triggered by certain thoughts or certain stimuli or why these invasive thoughts are coming in, intrusive thoughts, foreign thoughts. And we wonder what our connection with them is and a healing from there, right? And these, once again, are these two polar opposites, just as we shared the two polar opposites in here. Tiferet is, once again, knowing when to do anything, right? Rav Benji, he talks about the essence of emes. How MS is Aleph, Mem, and Tav, right? So it's the first, middle, and last letters of the Hebrew alphabet, right? And they all have at least 2 points, so they're stable, right? So it's the stable. They're stable. They can't be knocked over. MS is completely true. It knows the beginning, middle, and end of everything. And it's stable. It's not just going to come. Sheker, on the other hand, lies, consists of letters that they're all next to each other. They're not spread out. They're all next to each other, and they all stand on one point. They're easily knocked over. And Sheker often will present itself as though it is MS, right? It will come and scream at you and tell you you're wrong and tell you that I'm right and why don't you hear me and you're not listening to me. And MS is patient. This is another aspect of Tiferet, actually, is patience, right? Rabbi Nachman talks about that patience is also associated with the Muna, right? And Muna is associated with the Neshama, associated with this, the Pintel Yid, associated with this aspect that is connected so close to Mamish, to Hashem Barach, going all the way back to the highest place beyond creation. And patience is required when we're trying to have healing. Rav Benji equates Tiferet Shel Tiferet specifically to the process, of being okay with the process, which is different from this kind of like radical acceptance that we have, that we need to have, that is part of healing, right? It's different because the acceptance is like, yeah, I have, the present is perfect for now, right? But I want it to change, right? And with Tiferet Shel Tiferet, it is changing. It's not that we want it to change. It's not that we're hoping it changes. It is changing. In all moments, it's changing. And the process is what we have to become really in alignment with, because we're always in a state of process until we're no longer part of this earth, or when Moshiach comes very speedily, then that process will be done. But until then, there's not a person on this earth who doesn't have a Yetzer Hara. There's not a person on this earth who isn't correcting themselves in one way or another, came here to fix something in one way or another. Even though there are amazing spiritual guides who have very little to correct, so human, right? So we have to be really accepting of this process, be okay with the process, embrace the process, and love the process. And the process is what? What specifically is the process? Rabbi Nachman talks about that the importance, one of the most important things of life is being good at running and returning. Right? Running and returning. We have to breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. We have to be able to do all the things, and sometimes we may need to have a deeper breath in and a longer breath out, and sometimes it may be shorter, right? So it's also an aspect of making tshuva, right? Of knowing when it's time to return, right? Running, returning means when it's time to come back to Hashem, right? Which is an aspect of gevura, right? Making tshuva, analyzing ourselves, and when it's time to run, when we see that Hashem, really the rachamim, the mercy is so open, the doors are open, we got to run and grab as many diamonds as we can and go out. And this is the essence of Tiferet Shetiferet, is knowing when to run and when to return, right? When to, when it's time to be out there, to be loud, and when it's time to go back in, which is an aspect as well of Yaakov Avinu, right? That Yaakov Avinu, as it says, he was an Ishtam. He was a person who dwelt in tents, right? But at the same time, it says that obviously his main purpose was to, his children were going to be dispersed across the four corners of the earth, and he himself had to make a lot of travels and had a lot of trouble along the way. And the essence of his journey, Rav Benji says, was to go through that whole process, to go through all the arguments that went, right? It says harmony is part of harmony, but he went through so many arguments, so many battles, so many tough times. It wasn't until his deathbed, right, when he gathered all of his children around him, when he wanted to tell them what would happen at the end of days, he was ready to tell them, and he was so high on such a high level. And at that moment, the Shekhinah left him, and he thought maybe it was because one of his children were not worthy, because he had it. He was on the tip of his lips. It was just something that wasn't revealed yet, which was an aspect of patience, an aspect of something that we have to wait for, right? Which is an aspect of Tiferet, once again, right? So that could have been that final test there with Tiferet, to have that ultimate patience, to have the ultimate emunah, to know that for sure Hashem is doing everything for the good, everything's for the good, and everything has the proper time, and right now is good. Right now is also good. Right now is amazing, and the future is going to be amazing, and the past was amazing. Even with all the things that happened, they have a purpose that is beyond my comprehension. It is MS. MS means that it has a beginning, middle, and end, which means that it's much, much higher than we can ever fathom, right? We're not capable of fathoming, of really understanding MS on any level. So there are things that are completely beyond us. And this is the true test of Tiferet Shel Tiferet, is to be cool with the process, to be patient with the process, to knowing when to run and return, knowing when it's a time of mercy, and it's a time to go and get all the money, get all the things, repair all the relationships, and anything that's going on, and then when it's time to return, when it's time to go back in and reflect and say, wow, Hashem, the things were going so well, why are the door closed? I must have done something there, or you did something there for my benefit, or you helped me to interact with somebody and to see in them what I see in myself. So in any case, we should be blessed to really sit in this harmonious state, to learn how to be in this harmonious state, you know, to see what it is when the, you know, a person can be in altered states, psychedelics, and you hear reports, right? You can see all the trees are moving together and breathing together, and the whole world is breathing, the whole world is harmonious. And this is mamish, the state that we will be achieving with the coming Moshiach very soon. So we should be zoiche to for healing to be in that process. And don't forget that healing is a noun that's in the present. It's not that we're healed. We're not healed. We're not optimized. We're optimizing. We're healing. And it should all be zochet to have that healing. Anybody who needs a healing, Am Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, and protecting Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, and all the hostages should be turned quickly. And we should see the coming Moshiach to gain us speedily right away.